Another big step in Washington towards the impeachment of President Trump comes tomorrow when the full House meets to debate the articles of impeachment. And we wanted to take a closer look at partisanship and how it's playing out in this process. A number of vulnerable Democrats announced yesterday that they will back impeachment, while two Democrats in the House have said they are opposed and will go against their party. This situation is familiar to our next guest. Paul McHale is a former congressman from Pennsylvania and one of five Democrats who broke with the party and voted to impeach President Clinton back in 1998. And Congressman, this isn't really a question of Democrats that they're just dealing with this. Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan recently left the GOP. He's in favor of impeachment. What would you tell Congress members who are considering going against their party for this vote?
I think consistent with what the Constitution expected of members of the House, there are many routine votes that are cast quite properly with partisan considerations in mind. But I think under the Constitution, it's quite clear that a vote on impeachment is a very different kind of vote. It involves constitutional responsibility, not simply democratic representation. And so I wouldn't stick a finger in the wind on this vote. I certainly didn't. I cast a vote that was very difficult for me. I liked President Clinton. I had voted for him, but it became clear to me that he had lied under oath, and I felt the House had a duty to hold him accountable. Similarly, I would say to my Republican friends today, do what you think is right. This is a vote that will define your presence in the House. We are deciding what's good for the country, and I think that should trump all partisan considerations.
You know, back in 1998, Clinton was accused of lying under oath about his affair with intern Monica Lewinsky and obstruction of justice. One striking thing you said back then, as you voted to impeach him, was that you had future presidents in mind and that the rule of law was at stake. Looking back, it feels like a remarkable statement as we sit in the middle of this Trump impeachment process. Was this a hard decision for you? I mean, what pressures did you feel from your constituents in the party on this vote?
I had great difficulty deciding my vote with regard to President Clinton. I'd have no difficulty at all in the present situation. I believe that President Trump withheld national security funds from an ally solely to benefit his political interest. And if that's not an impeachable offense, I don't know what is.
I want to talk a little bit about partisanship. Here's Republican Jim Sensenbrenner in 1998 speaking about how the push to impeach Nixon had to be bipartisan. Let's listen.
I would ask my Democratic friends to be as bipartisan today as the Republicans were back in 1974 by rejecting this motion to recommit.
So you hear a Republican then calling for bipartisanship, and you know there's the argument out there. I know you've heard it that Clinton's actions really didn't threaten the country and that his impeachment was partisan. I'm really interested to know, do you think that many people see that very partisan impeachment of Clinton paving the way for the partisanship as we know it today and the impeachment process that's playing out today?
Yeah, Tanya, I can only speak for myself. In 1998, I don't think that President Clinton's sexual misconduct constituted an impeachable offense. If he had simply done what he had done in the Oval Office, I would never have voted for impeachment. What made it a public offense was his lengthy, deliberate lying under oath in a federal civil rights lawsuit. And so that's what made it an impeachable offense, not merely the tawdry activity in the Oval Office. Now, with regard to President Trump, again, I think it's a question of the rule of law and constitutional responsibility, not partisanship. Now, I had a lot of elections over the years, and I understand partisanship, and I don't dismiss it. There is a certain degree of loyalty to one's political party that's appropriate. But heaven help us if we can't, under the Constitution, set that aside. In a moment as serious as this, to cast a vote that is in the best interest of the nation, not in the best interest of a party, not in the best interest of one's own reelection. This is a vote that is going to be examined for many years to come. And I would urge the members of the House to take the long view in doing what's right, not merely what's popular.
That's Paul McHale. He's a former congressman from Pennsylvania. He was one of five Democrats who broke with his party and voted to impeach President Clinton. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.